So much then for the four means of unification. Now for the second of the three things, in the practice of which, or employment of which, upaya, or skillful means consists, that is to say, the four pratisamvids, or analytical knowledges. Pratisamvids can also be rendered infallible penetrations. Knowledges, in any case, is not a very satisfactory translation. As we shall see, one of these four pratisamvids is not a knowledge in the ordinary sense at all. However, as analytical knowledges, I shall be referring to the pratisamvids. What they really are will, I hope, emerge as we go along. The four pratisamvids, the four analytical knowledges, are one of those groups of terms taken over by the Mahayana from the Hinayana. And the Mahayana modified their meaning in accordance with its own outlook to some extent. I'm going to deal with these four pratisamvids, these four analytical knowledges, rather more briefly than I dealt with the four means of conversion or four means of unification, except when there is something of special interest from the Mahayana point of view. So first of all comes Dharma pratisamvid, or analytical knowledge of phenomena, as it's called. Don't take that too seriously. It can also be translated as analytical knowledge of principles. And it consists in the realization of the truth or the reality of things, and I'm deliberately putting it a bit, so to speak, vaguely, a realization of the truth or reality of things independently of any conceptual formulation, independent of words. According to the Dasabhumika Sutra, which is one of the most important Mahayana sutras dealing with the 10 stages of progress of the Bodhisattva, according to the Dasabhumika Sutra, this particular pratisamvid, Dharma pratisamvid, or analytical knowledge of phenomena or principles, includes knowledge of how the different yanas, the different ways or vehicles of the Buddhist tradition all meet together, all merge in one yana, ekayana. So what are these yanas, these vehicles or ways? Essentially, they're formulations of the Buddha's teaching in accordance with the needs of different kinds of people. In other words, the yanas themselves are upayas, or skillful means. And they all eventually meet together in one yana, because all are concerned in one way or another with the same thing, that is to say, with the spiritual development of the individual. And the more individuals actually develop, the greater the degree to which they actually develop, the more they realize their unity with one another, the more they realize that they are all following the same path, that all the different yanas meet together in one yana, ekayana. But it's possible to realize this only if one has gone beyond conceptual formulations, gone beyond words, only if one is personally in contact with the truth and reality of things.